ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the message Allah ta'ala has bestowed on us, for making it easy and possible for us to gather here this morning, being the ninth day in the month of Ramadan. The Ramadan started just about 9 days ago like a flash, and today is number 9 day. And before you know it, one third of it will be going. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward all of us, grant us the opportunity to be among those that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be forgiven at the end of this fasting of Ramadan. Inshallah ta'ala, brothers and sisters Islam, our morning ta'aleem this morning inshallah ta'ala is focusing on purpose of life and justice in the Sharia. Purpose of life and focus on purpose of life and justice in the Sharia. You know, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to discuss it bit by bit for us to understand the purpose of which Allah ta'ala created you. If you're following and you're following us, you will accept and believe that we have been talking with regard to issues that can revive our soul and make us better human beings than we are. So it looks on how Muslim attitudes get to conflict each other with the peace that are influenced by their beliefs themselves. The Islamic teachings about the purpose of life, justice, reconciliation, peace are important. This teaching helps us to gain better understanding of Muslim views and how we see things and how we relate to each other. Because as Muslims, we must understand the purpose of life. The purpose of life for the mankind, as Allah Ta'ala has told us in the Holy Quran. What did Allah say? What did Allah say? Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This is the purpose in which Allah Ta'ala created you. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Allah Ta'ala says, I did not create the jinn and mankind except that they should worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So the purpose of life for a Muslim is to worship Allah and obey Allah. To understand this fully, we need to consider Muslim beliefs about the relationship between him and Allah and human beings as a whole. It means that the word Al-Islam in Arabic, which a lot of us know, when we say Al-Islam, we are saying figuratively it means peace, isn't it? But whenever we say Al-Islam, Istilahan, when you say Istilahan, the meaning that the ulama gives to it, or by ways of definition, is to submit to Allah alone in worship, to yield to him in obedience, and to reject anything idolatry. This is the meaning of Al-Islam. In another word, you may decide to say Al-Islam is a total and complete submission to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will. The divine will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in obedience to him and avoiding shirika. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. A Muslim is someone who has committed himself or herself to the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This will is the commandment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and has been revealed through the Noble Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the will of Allah. This will of Allah is the command that Allah commands us in the Quran, as well as the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So throughout the life of a Muslim should always be conscious of Allah, their responsibility to Allah, having awareness of one's duty to Allah, and fear Him is known as taqwa. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that we should fast, and at the end of the fast, we'll gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taqwa. May Allah ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So brothers, you can see it is compared to walking through thorns in the forest and being careful not to tear one's clothing. As a Muslim life, their life should be aware that all they do is for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And nothing exists by, nothing exists except by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will. And obedience to Allah and avoiding temptations and sinning is essential, because everything, and one cannot hide from the sight and the knowledge of Allah. You cannot hide from the sight and the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the main purpose of life for a Muslim is to worship Allah, nothing more. So if the purpose for Allah ta'ala creating your life is for you to be checkmate and for you to worship Allah, then what are you supposed to do? Is for you to be careful. And that's why Allah Ta'ala say, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah Ta'ala say, He created death and created life. And created death and life so that you be checkmate. Who amongst you are good in conduct? May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So the main purpose is to worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is Tawheed al-Ibadah. In Islam, this means to understand Tawheed and to know that what violates it. A Muslim is to obey Allah in what He has commanded, and especially in the five daily prayers, five pillars of Islam. This life is a test, and when it is over, the body will wait in the grave and feel its reward or punishment until the day of judgment. So the life you're living here is a test. And after it, you go to the life of Barzakh, the life in the grave, where in the grave you will be what? Either you will test the punishment, or you will be rewarded for the good thing you've done on earth. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Everyone will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. Every living thing will test death. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةِ الْمَوْتِ. All the living things will shall test death. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will raise us on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Allah will fairly judge his person's actions and intentions during their life on earth. The permanent afterlife will be spent in either a wonderful paradise or in the eternal suffering in hellfire. For Muslims, this life is meaningful and has a purpose, because it determines where they spend the hereafter. This earth here, to all Muslims, to you believers, it has meaning, because it is from here you determine where you will be in hereafter. You want to be in Jannah or you want to be in hellfire? May Allah save us from hellfire. But what you do determine, the actions you do determine where you will go on the day of Qiyamah. If your actions, it is not the action that is being sanctioned by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then you will have a lot of issues. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع والنكث من الأموال وأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Allah تبارك وتعالى in this verse say we shall test you with something of fear and hunger. We shall test you with something of fear and hunger, some loss in goods and fruit and crops. But give glad tidings to those who patiently persevere, who say, when afflicted with calamity, who even afflicted with troubles, say to them, they will say, we belong to Allah, and to Allah is our return. This is Kun Baqarah, chapter 2 of the Quran, verse 155-66. So now, brothers and sisters, talking about justice. Remember from the beginning, we talked about the purpose of life and justice in the Sharia. What is Sharia? It's still the justice we're talking about. Sharia is a law. Justice is adl. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Allah say in Hadith al-Qudusi, I have forbidden injustice for myself, and I also forbid it for you. So avoid being unjust to one another. This is Hadith al-Qudusi. Allah says, I have forbidden injustice to myself. Allah is referring to him. And Allah Ta'ala says, also he has forbidden injustice for you, the slaves of Allah. So avoid being unjust to one another. Avoid being unjust to one another. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the Quran, لَقَدْ عَرْسَلْنَا رُسْلْنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَعَزَّلْنَاهَا مَعْهُمَا. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَعَنْزَلْنَا مَعَظُمَ الْكِتَابَ. Allah Ta'ala says, indeed we have sent our messenger with clear proof and reveal with them the scriptures and the balance, the justice, that mankind may keep up justice. And we have brought forth iron wherein it might power, as well as the benefits of mankind. And Allah Ta'ala may test who is it to help him in the religion of Allah. And the messenger in the unseen. And verily Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is strong and is might. He says what? Inna Allah Qawiyyun Aziz. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Al-Qawiyyun is Al-Aziz. Allah is almighty, is strong and very powerful. Justice, brothers, it is a concept of right and fair action based on just laws. Where there is justice, there can be harmony and peace between the people. In Islam, justice is a supreme virtue. This means that it is a good moral quality that a Muslim must embrace. The Quran makes it clear that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala expects people and nations to treat each other with goodness. He wants you to treat Qasim with goodness. He wants you to treat Ismail with goodness and justice and fairness. He wants you to even treat John and Justina with fairness and justice. Islam never in any way wants you to treat anybody with injustice. Justice is the compassion, justice in all aspects of life. It makes clear that justice is a duty and injustice is against legislatives of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It's against the law of Allah. So achieving justice is not easy. Allah has given human beings the responsibility to bring about justice on the earth. The Quran explained that Allah has sent his prophet and love to help people understand how to achieve them. This revelation gives guidance on many aspects of justice in our life. For example, treatment of the poor, the widow, the criminals, the enemies. Muslims are expected to unite against injustice, put things right in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is wrong to ignore injustice, the suffering of innocence. In the case of the law, victims have a right to be compensated by the wrongdoers, and the criminal is punished as a purification for his bad deeds and as a deterrent for others. If society are to be fair and just, every individual has to contribute according to their ability and the rule. Muslims believe that they must live their life correctly. They follow the code of behavior known as the Sharia, the path, the law. This gives guidelines that help Muslims judge behavior and conduct of a Muslim. The laws have to determine what is halal, what is allowed and what is permitted, and what is haram, prohibited. Muslims believe that if all poor people follow the will of Allah that He has legislated, the Sharia of Allah, then justice will be achieved for everyone. Justice will be achieved by everybody. It will be achieved by every being. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the questions are, describe what Muslim believe is all about. Number two, believing in afterlife scare people into being good. Do you think this fear is healthy? Do you think that believing in Akhirah makes people do good in their life? Do you think this is a healthy fear? Then explain what is meant by the term justice in your own life. How a Muslim guides their faith to bring about justice. Is it achievable? Is justice possible? Is it understandable? Can you achieve it? Question yourself and respond to yourself. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. May Allah strengthen the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless all of us. May Allah strengthen the ummah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala crowns our efforts with big success. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Inshallah ta'ala, brothers in Islam, this is where we draw a curtain this morning. And inshallah ta'ala, Allah make it possible for us. We shall continue with the discussion tomorrow, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.